scientific statement of being. I'll be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, including Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Mary Baker Eddy is the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. We'll start with the Bible. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. For in him we live and move and have our being. Now the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, including Science and Health. St. Paul said to the Athenians, for in him we live and move and have our being. This statement is in substance identical with my own. There is no life, truth, substance, nor intelligence in matter. It is quite clear that as yet this grandest verity has not been fully demonstrated, but it is nevertheless true. If Christian Science reiterates St. Paul's teaching, we, but as Christian scientists, should give to the world convincing proof of the validity of this scientific statement of being. Having perceived in advance of others this scientific fact, we owe to ourselves and to the world a struggle for its demonstration. Being is holiness, harmony, and immortality. It is already proved that a knowledge of this, even in small degree, will uplift the physical and moral standard of mortals, will increase longevity, will purify and elevate character. Thus, progress will finally destroy all error and bring immortality to light. We know that a statement proved to be good must be correct. Question, what is the scientific statement of being? Answer, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good dwelling in eternal science. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of him, an unselfed love. In the Bible, love the Lord thy God, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. No murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. From the Science and Health, life and being are of God. The universal belief in death is of no advantage. It cannot make life or truth apparent. Again from the Bible, I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, a God of truth. Ye are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. The truth is in Jesus. Came from Mary Baker Eddy. Truth is the intelligence of immortal mind. Error is the so-called intelligence of mortal mind. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect, belong to God. No wisdom is wise but his wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Back to the Bible. There is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Thou shouldst not have looked upon their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance, whereas our substance is not cut down. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence to find out and find out knowledge, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Gained from Mary Baker Eddy. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Christian Science separates error from truth and reads through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. The first demand of this science is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. Therefore, the command means this, thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. From the Bible, he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It is the same God which worketh all in all, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. The writings of Mrs. Eddy. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. What can be more than all? Nothing. And this is just what I call matter, nothing. Science is neither a law of matter nor of man. It is the unerring manifesto of mind, the law of God, its divine principle. Do religionists believe that God is one and all? Then whatever is real must proceed from God, from mind, and is his reflection and science. Man and the universe coexist with God in science, and they reflect God and nothing else. In divine science, divine love includes and reflects all that really is, all personality and individuality. St. Paul beautifully enunciates this fundamental fact of deity as the Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all. This scientific statement of the origin, nature, and government of all things coincides with the first commandment of the Decalogue and leaves no opportunity for idolatry or aught besides God, good. Christian Science reveals incontrovertibly that mind is all in all, that the only realities are the divine mind and idea. This great fact is not, however, seen to be supported by sensible evidence until its divine principle is demonstrated by healing the sick and thus proved absolute and divine. This proof once seen, no other conclusion can be reached. Omnipotent and infinite mind made all and includes all. This mind does not make mistakes and subsequently correct them. God does not cause man to sin, to be sick, or to die. Infinite mind is the creator, and creation is the infinite image or idea emanating from this mind. If mind is within and without all things, then all is mind, and this definition is scientific. Sooner or later, all shall know him, recognizing the great truth that spirit is infinite, and finding life in him in whom we do live and move and have our being, life in life, all in all. God is all and in all. And that finishes the question of a good and a bad side to existence. Truth is the real. Error is the unreal. The real house in which we live and move and have our being is spirit, God, the eternal harmony of infinite soul. Now to the Bible again. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He will guide you into all truth. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And from Science and Health, eternal things, verities, are God's thoughts, as they exist in the spiritual realm of the real. Temporal things are the thoughts of mortals, and are the unreal, being the opposite of the real, or the spiritual and eternal. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. The material body and mind are temporal, but the real man is spiritual and eternal. The identity of the real man is not lost, but found through this explanation. For the conscious infinitude of existence and of all identity is thereby discerned and remains unchanged. The temporal and unreal never touch the eternal and real. Unnecessary knowledge gained from the five senses is only temporal. The conception of mortal mind, the offspring of sense, not of soul, spirit, and symbolizes all that is evil and perishable. Human capacity is slow to discern and to grasp God's creation and the divine power and presence which go with it, demonstrating its spiritual origin. Mortals can never know the infinite until they throw off the old man and reach the spiritual image and likeness, the Bible. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And from Mary Baker Eddy, Jesus taught but one God, one Spirit, who makes man in the image and likeness of himself, of spirit, not of matter. Man reflects infinite truth, life, and love. The nature of man, thus understood, includes all that is implied by the terms image and likeness as used in Scripture. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Now, the definition of man, the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind, that which has no separate mind from God, that which is not a single quality underived from deity, that which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of its own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his maker. As a drop of water is one with the ocean, a ray of light one with the sun, even so God and man, Father and Son, are one in being. The scripture reads, "For in him we live and move and have our being." Consequently, it is impossible for the true man, who is a spiritual and individual being, created in the eternal science of being, to be conscious of aught but good. God's image and likeness can never be less than a good man. And for man to be more than God's likeness is impossible. Man is the climax of creation, and God is not without an ever-present witness testifying of himself. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Because God is spirit, evil becomes more apparent and obnoxious proportionately as we advance spiritually, until it disappears from our lives. This fact proves our position, for every scientific statement in Christianity as its proof. So far as the scientific statement as to man is understood, it can be proved and will bring to light the true reflection of God, the real man, or the new man, as St. Paul has it. But life is God, Jesus proved by his reappearance after the crucifixion, in strict accordance with his scientific statement, "Destroy this temple, body, and in 3 days I, Spirit, will raise it up." It is as if he had said, "The I, the life, substance, and intelligence of the universe is not in matter to be destroyed." The textbook of Christian Science maintains primitive Christianity, shows how to demonstrate it, and throughout is logical in premise and in conclusion. The genuine Christian Scientist will tell you that he has found the physical and spiritual status of a perfect life through his textbook. The Scientific Statement of Being, Science and Health, page 468, may irritate a certain class of professionals who fail to understand it, and they may pronounce it absurd, ambiguous, unscientific. But the Christian Science is valid, simple, real, and self-evident. Thousands upon thousands of tests with their individual demonstrations. They have themselves been healed and have healed others by means of the principle of Christian Science. And here is a proof in a testimony from the chapter on fruitage in science and health, entitled Healed Physically and Spiritually. Quote, I had been taking medicine continually for many years. Finally, I was taken suddenly ill and could not leave my room for about 2 months. My employer advised me to see my physician, and I said perhaps I should not work that winter. I then and there turned to Christian Science. I could not afford to give up work and live away from home. Neither did I want to depend on doctors and medicine any longer. I took the book and read it on my way to work, and at noon I lay down on a couch instead of going out for luncheon and fell asleep. When I awoke, I was a different person. All pains and aches had gone, and I was free. I was so happy I could hardly contain myself. To material sense, it was wonderful. As I walked, I kept saying, wonderful, 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 and tried to understand the scientific statement of being by repeating portions at a time and pondering over them. This healing was in October 1901, with no other help than science and health, and soon I was relieved of other chronic ailments. In view of all the signs which followed my acceptance of Christian Science, I knew it must be true. Signed, R.L.A. from Chicago, Illinois. From Christian Healing. The only correct answer to the question, who is the author of evil, is the scientific statement that evil is unreal, that God made all that was made, but he never made sin or sickness, either an error of mind or of body. Life and matter is a dream. Sin, sickness, and death are this dream. Life is spirit, and when we awaken from the dream of life and matter, we shall learn this grand truth of being. And finally, from miscellaneous writings, my first plank in the platform of Christian Science is as follows. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Now this concludes the healing message for today. Now let us prepare for the prayer portion of our meeting. now it's time to pray in silence for a few moments, and then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. And this will be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. Now together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.